Hi, I'm Gene Moran, along with Brent Stevens. Arctic, it's a survival drama shot in Iceland. I read, Brent, where the lead actor, Mads Mikkelsen, lost 15 pounds during a 19-day shoot. He's a pilot stranded when his plane crashes. Talk about this. There's a lot of some newcomers in this, including the director.
Yeah, the director is Brazilian, so he especially had a hard time, I think, with the Icelandic shoot.
I guess Joe Penna is his name, and he had really made his bones doing YouTube videos, and so this is sort of a whole different thing for him. And the woman in it, she's a failed rescue party attempt. So Mads Mikkelsen finds her. Her first name is Maria. I won't even pronounce her last name, but she doesn't have a whole lot of resume either. So this is a kind of a new thing for these people.
It is. And there's a lot of interesting things about the main character. We really don't know his name. There's a patch on his jacket that says Overguard, but he's not mentioned by name. We know he's an engineer. And of course, that plays into it with all the things he comes up with to survive. But we all know almost nothing about his backstory. There aren't any of these cheesy flashbacks or that type of thing that sort of build what his life was like before. And that kind of allows the audience to sort of inhabit him, if you will. There's nothing there that says he's not me, so you can kind of put yourselves into his shoes.
And I guess Mikkelsen, he had been in the Casino Royale, remake Bond movie.
One of the best villains ever.
Mm-hmm. He also played Hannibal Lecter in a short-lived TV series. From what I understand, it's not a whole lot of dialogue. You probably hear a lot of wind whistling around and all that. What are people like about Against the Odd films, survival films? What is it that appeals to people?
I think it shows off one thing that makes humans different from all the other animals on the planet. It's our ingenuity, right? So it gives you that ability to sort of do tool making and survival and all those kinds of things that we've always used to thrive on the planet. And again, in part that we've lost, right? Because our lives have become so soft in some ways.
I guess probably one of the things people liked about The Martian.
That's a perfect segue, actually, because they originally wrote the screenplay to be set on Mars. They were inspired by a terraforming picture. And then The Martian came out and they said, we're going to have to do something different. So they set it in the Arctic.